and welcome to the Men on the Path to Love podcast, the Power of No, Setting Boundaries in Relationship episode. I'm Bill Simpson, your host. I coach men who are struggling in relationship, how to communicate effectively, build trust, and deepen intimacy so they can be the best version of themselves in relationship and live the life they love. So, setting boundaries in any relationship can be hard for a lot of folks. I know it was hard for me at one time, and I had to learn how to say no and set boundaries to save myself in relationship. Setting boundaries can be especially hard if you grew up in an environment where setting boundaries or saying no was physically or emotionally dangerous. There are other reasons, too, that I will cover in this episode. But first, I'm going to share Pierce's story. Okay, say it with me, not his real name. Pierce was this kind-hearted man. You know, he always put others before himself. He had a gentle nature that often led him to be taken advantage of, right? Especially in his romantic relationships. He would let women walk all over him, you know? He couldn't say no and assert himself to get his own needs met. Then he would often blame the women for their behavior, not seeing his part in the dynamic. Well, in Pierce's first serious relationship, his partner would constantly demand his attention and expected him to drop everything for her at a moment's notice. Pierce was so eager to please that he would do whatever she wanted without question, even if it meant neglecting his own needs and responsibilities. Well, eventually, Pierce felt that his partner was taking advantage of his generosity, and he resented her for it, which led to them drifting apart and ending the relationship. Now, he repeated this pattern in several subsequent relationships. He would let women manipulate him into doing things he didn't want to do, or guilt-tripping him whenever he tried to assert himself. Pierce, desperate for love and validation, and hoping that by pleasing his partners that they would reciprocate, and yet they never did. And of course, he would never really confront them for fear of losing them, yet the relationship would eventually come to an end anyway. Pierce got to the point where he was feeling hopeless when it came to relationships. He began to question whether he would ever find a healthy, fulfilling relationship. Well, this all changed when he met Penny, not her real name, while he was playing with his dog at a local dog park. She was walking her dog, and it was actually their dogs that introduced themselves first. They hit it off instantly and ended up dating. Pierce noticed that unlike the other women that he had been involved with, Penny was kind, understanding, and showed that she genuinely cared about him. And she never took advantage of his kindness or tried to manipulate him into doing things he didn't want to do. Well, one day, Penny made a subtle comment to Pierce, saying that she noticed that they always did what she wanted to do and wanted to know what he wanted to do. Pierce was pleasantly shocked. No one had ever asked him what he wanted, and he was so happy about it. And then it dawned on him and actually put a spotlight on his old pattern of going along with whatever his partners wanted. This was a new awareness for him. Before, it was just what he did, and this time he really noticed. And he thought to himself that it was so nice that Penny had asked him what he wanted, yet he felt something click inside of him, and he had this realization that he never asked and that he never said no. He realized how terrifying it was for him to assert himself in any relationship. And with this new awareness, he decided to get some help to try to figure out how to be more assertive. Pierce found a therapist at the clinic where I work that he really liked. And through therapy and self-reflection, he began to understand the importance of setting boundaries and saying no when necessary. He found out through therapy that when he was growing up, he didn't have positive role models who demonstrated healthy assertiveness and boundary setting. He witnessed his parents struggling with their own boundaries and were often overly accommodating to others. This is where Pierce figured that he probably learned that putting others' needs before his own was the expected thing to do, or was the only way to interact in relationships. In working with his therapist and then with myself, he learned mindfulness, self-compassion, communication skills, and ways to be assertive, and he eventually felt confident enough to assert himself in his relationship with Penny. And when he finally mustered up the courage to say no to something he wasn't comfortable with, he was pleasantly surprised by Penny's response. You know, instead of becoming all upset and resentful, Penny actually listened to him, you know, listened to his concerns, and she respected his decision. Penny even commented how sexy it was to have Pierce assert himself to express how he felt and what he needed. And this positive reinforcement helped to build Pierce's confidence and ended up strengthening their relationship even further. Yeah, I mean, Pierce's willingness to confront his past patterns and invest in his personal growth not only transformed his relationship with Penny, but also empowered him in all areas of his life. Now, he still slips into his old patterns from time to time, as most of us do. Yet with Penny by his side and his newfound confidence, Pierce continues his journey of self-discovery and personal growth, knowing now that he is worthy and deserving of and entitled to love and respect, as all of us are on our path to love. So, Pierce's story is just one example of why it's important and beneficial to set healthy boundaries in relationship. Some of the benefits of setting healthy boundaries include having better communication, like I said, showing respect for yourself and each other, establishing emotional safety, having better conflict resolution, preventing abuse, and along with that, enhancing personal growth. And when you as an individual and together as a couple establish and respect healthy boundaries, you will have a healthier and more fulfilling relationship, no doubt. So how do you establish healthy boundaries in a relationship? I thought you'd never ask. There are a lot of ways to set healthy boundaries, and I'm happy to share some with you. First, and I know you hear me say this a lot, is about being self-aware. You know, that's when Pierce made his shift, when he realized that he was allowing his partners to walk all over him. You know, and then he figured out what he needed and how to express those needs. Yeah, I mean, before setting boundaries, it's crucial to understand your own needs, your values, and your limits. You know, where you draw the line in terms of what's acceptable for you. Being assertive in setting boundaries is another thing Pierce had to learn, which is really important. Being assertive is different from being aggressive. Learning assertiveness can help you develop the skills to confidently express your needs and boundaries while at the same time being respectful of your partner. What I did with Pierce and a lot of my clients is role-playing. You know, practicing by role-playing can help you be more comfortable asserting yourself in real-life situations. And when you set boundaries, it's also important to communicate not only assertively, but directly and clearly. Part of this could be using I statements to express what you need, which helps to prevent defensiveness and misunderstandings. Saying something like, "I feel disrespected and I need you to talk to me in a more respectful or calmer way," or something like that. And once you've set your boundaries, it's important to be consistent. This means not fluctuating or making exceptions when your boundaries are tested. Being inconsistent can undermine the whole reason for setting them in the first place. And that leads into having consequences when your boundaries are crossed. Yeah, I mean, you're not really setting a boundary if you don't enforce it with some sort of consequence. It's not like a punishment. It just means there are consequences to you violating my boundaries, right? And that could sound like, I've told you that I'm not going to talk to you when you're yelling at me. I'm going to step out for 15 minutes. When I come back and we're both calm, then we can talk about it. Something like that. Now remember, healthy boundaries in a relationship goes both ways. Yeah, make sure you respect your spouse or partner's boundaries and be willing and open to negotiate and compromise to find solutions that work for both of you. And finally, as I always say when I get to the end of these things, is that if you're having a hard time setting boundaries, get some help and support. I'm here to help you, and there's plenty of support out there. No shame. So to summarize a little bit here, setting boundaries in a relationship requires self-awareness, clear communication, consistency, and mutual respect. And by using these strategies, you can establish and maintain healthy boundaries that promote mutual understanding, trust, and respect with your spouse or partner, and ultimately for the long term of your relationship, which is what we're going for, right? Yeah. I love this quote from one of my favorite authors, Paulo Coelho. He says, quote, "When you say yes to others, make sure you're not saying no to yourself." Yeah, man. And remember this, the only people who get upset about you setting boundaries are the ones who are benefiting from you not having any. Give that some thought. And with that, I will bring this episode of the Men on the Path to Love podcast to a close. The Power of No, Setting Boundaries in Relationship episode. I'm Bill Simpson, your host. Thanks for listening. Now, coming up on the next episode of the Men on the Path to Love podcast, you'll hear Quentin's story of how he learned how to keep a positive attitude even after going through an ugly and messy divorce. And how you can too. Please join me for the How to Keep Your Head Up After a Breakup or Divorce episode. Now, as always, if you have any suggestions or topics for the podcast, any comments you'd like to share, or have any issues in your relationship you need help with, I would love to hear from you. Please email me at bill@menonthepathtolove.com. That's bill@menonthepathtolove.com. Or you can simply visit my website at menonthepathtolove.com. You can schedule a free call with me, and we can talk about anything you'd like. That one call could be all you need. Go to menonthepathtolove.com and sign up right there on my homepage. It's just that easy. And if you know someone you think might get something out of listening to this podcast, please pay it forward. Share the link and share the love. And until next time, keep your heart open and stay on the path to love.